Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home for your next Disney or Universal vacation, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show's also being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. Let us book your next Disney vacation, Universal vacation, or any other vacation you can dream of at americantouristtravel.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal Studios, or anywhere else in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, the Wilderness Lodge, the Animal Kingdom, Old Key West, Saratoga, you know them all, guys. Contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at dvcrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, Dan. Hey, Dan, pull up a stool.
Hey, Doug, how you doing today?
We're doing very good because we have our good friends Jen and Scott from the Happiest Vlog on Earth joining us today. How you doing, guys?
Hi, good morning. Good. How are you?
Good.
We're doing well.
Good morning. Welcome to WDW Main Street.
Thanks.
We're happy to have you here.
Glad to be here.
Very.
So, me and Dennis have both been watching your vlogs on YouTube, so you guys can go find them over at the Happiest Vlog. And we've been watching you guys. I seen you guys get the proposal. Good job, Scott, over there in France.
Thank you.
So she had no clue about that at all?
Nope, not at all. I caught her probably at the most off time I could have caught her.
Yes, because I was eating ice cream at the time, and it was chocolate ice cream, of course, so all over my face. And she's like, hurry up, finish that ice cream. You got to finish it. It's melting. I'm like, no, I'm enjoying my ice cream. Like,
and then I'm like, no, let's take this picture. Let's take this picture, because they had a photo pass right there in front of the fountain. I'm like, let's take this picture. I'm like, it's sunny out. It's gorgeous out. You know, it could rain in a couple of hours next time we're here. Let's just take the photo. She's like, okay. So she starts.
Well, yeah, all right, fine. I guess I'll take this picture.
Next thing you know, she turns around and there's a ring in front of her.
That is awesome. That is awesome. My daughter had a similar experience. My future son-in-law actually set it up. They had dinner at the California Grill, and you know how they let, if you've eaten there, they let you out, or you can go out on the roof top to view wishes. So he had it set up where a cast member, he gave him a camera in advance. And he was, you know, waiting for the timing, and he kept telling my daughter, you know, stay out here, we got to get a picture. Uh-huh. And she's like, no, our food's getting cold, come on, we got to go in, you know, wishes it ended or whatever. And it was funny, him all nervous trying to, you know, capture that moment. But as it worked out, he ended up getting the picture he wanted with the castle in the background during the proposal.
Oh, that's great.
Very
wow,
nice.
Nice California Grill. That's one of our favorites. And the
it
view
is.
From there, that
makes,
can't be beat.
That definitely makes our top of the list.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We had over the years just eaten there a couple of times with our kids. My daughter Samantha, the one that's getting married, so you know she really enjoyed that location. And you know, my future son-in-law knew that, and we had taken them there a trip earlier and treated them to a nice dinner. So he came up with the idea all by himself. So I give him credit for that.
Wow.
Very nice.
Know who I feel sorry for? All the poor girls out there that have been going out with their boyfriends for 5, 6, 7 years, and their boyfriend asks them, let's get a picture here. They're going to be very disappointed.
Yes.
Somebody will ask them to marry them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you set the bar pretty high there.
Standards.
Yeah, I see that you guys like the California Grill, too. That's Dennis's favorite restaurant as of right now. It's getting close with the Boathouse, though, right, Dan?
Yeah, there's a lot of great restaurants, the Boathouse being one of them. And the real reason why the Cali Grill is one of our family favorites, I said my son was a chef. I think I was telling you before we went on the air. And when he was, you know, a teenager, and he had a liking for cooking and stuff. He actually, we got talking to the waitress, and eventually the general manager of the restaurant at the time, and they took him for a walking tour, just a spontaneous behind the scenes of the kitchen, you know, behind in the kitchen all the way through the whole facility, and spent 15-20 minutes with him and us at the time, and gave us a little tour. So since then, we've had a very soft spot in our heart for the Cali Grill for that reason alone.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
That
I would
is very
love a
cool.
private
wow.
tour of the kitchen. That's amazing.
Yeah, a true Disney moment. You know, that's something that probably most restaurants of that caliber wouldn't ever think about doing, and they, you know, because they saw his interest in the culinary arts and all that stuff, actually did it. So we were impressed.
That's the Disney difference.
Yep.
That's
yes, really
the magic
is.
Of Disney. Although I'd probably be like sneaking, trying to eat things back there.
Yeah. I was tempted to grab a few things off the trays as they were going by.
Yeah.
Wow. So, Scott, how scared were you? Because I know Jen, by watching the shows, loves the Boneyard. How nervous are you every time she goes digging with that ring on? With that ring on her finger?
No idea. All I did think, there's insurance.
Yeah, I was shocked to see that she loves the Boneyard.
Yes, because it's just something I did as a child. I would spend my entire time in Animal Kingdom in that Boneyard, and I wouldn't leave. So I'm like, you know what, Scott? Like, if you want to be with me forever, you're going to have to let me dig in this Boneyard for hours. So.
You should have buried the ring in there, Scott.
I don't, right? That's a good idea.
Should refine it.
Yeah, there's a 10th anniversary idea for you, Scott.
Yeah, very good. I like it.
Yeah, you know, we'll be in Disney for our 10-year anniversary.
So let's get back to your wedding. When did you guys decide you were going to get married at Disney World?
He proposed to me on May 7th of 2015, and that's the day that we decided that we would get married there as well. It was kind of an obvious choice. We just automatically thought it. And when we were there, we went into the wedding pavilion and we talked to them. And we were looking at dates and they said, next May we'd want to get married. And they happened to have May 7th was a Saturday.
It was a leap year.
And because it was leap year. So it happened to be a Saturday for 2016. So that's how we chose our date as well. So it all happened very quickly, and it was automatic decision.
100%.
You guys had a heck of a week. You got engaged, you got DVC, and set the wedding up. You guys don't take long to get everything going and get things going.
No, we don't.
It's true. Didn't even realize it because we're just like on autopilot. We just do it.
Yeah, that's us. You know, once we have something in our minds, we're gonna follow through and do it.
That's great. A true Disney family, and you know, we did similar things, owning DVC and stuff, and it's just amazing once you get the bug how your whole life, maybe doesn't evolve around Disney, but it's a big part of your life, you know, in everything that you do.
Yes,
it really
basically.
Is.
Well, and like we love about it is all the fans and the friends in the Disney community are so great. It's like we got to meet you guys now, and me and Dan, that's how we got to know each other, and you know, Carmen and them from Peas and Carrots. It's a nice little group we got going here.
It is.
It really is.
We love the Disney family and just being able to connect with people from all over who love the same thing, and it's such a special, magical thing.
So how hard was it to plan this wedding? Was how was the Disney planning? How did everything go? How did your planner take care of you guys?
It was basically the easiest process, so smooth, simple. Our planner was amazing. We went back in October to do a planning session. We went to Frank's studio. That's where they do all the planning. And we had a full day there. It was hours. It was like 5 hours almost.
It was amazing.
Yeah, we tasted cakes. We went over the florals. They had everything up on a screen for us to see everything, give us our choices, decor. I mean, they take care of everything there. The music, the lighting, the food, the cake. I mean, just everything. And they had it all in front of us. They gave us a whole timeline of our planning session, everything that we had to do, just made it very simple for us. And then throughout the planning, since, you know, we're not there, they made it very easy through email, constantly contacting us and updating us what's the next thing we had to do. It was a really simple process. We didn't really have to do much. They kind of just did it all for us.
Yeah.
And give you, what was your vacation planner's name, if you want to give him or her a plug?
Yes, Maxine. She was amazing, unbelievable from start to finish.
No, I'm sorry, go ahead, Scott.
everything she had said with when it comes to what, either a time or anything, it was exactly what she said.
Yep.
I mean, she was there with us the entire time.
Yeah, it was a very personalized experience. She was probably doing so many other weddings, but she made us feel like we were the only wedding that she had for the whole year. And it really made us feel special.
Yeah, and that's great because, you know, even though it's Disney and you have a high level of trust, until she proved herself to you, I'm sure, you know, you were a little nervous and, you know, it's obviously an important day and you want everything to go, you know, just right, you know. For her to build up that trust, and you, like Scott was saying, you guys knew when she said something that it was going to happen. Somebody wasn't just giving you lip service, or, you know, just, you know, you basically turned over your trust for your special day to this person, and it sounds like it worked out wonderfully.
Exactly.
Yeah, we really did put a lot of trust in her, and she, I mean, it was the best day of our lives. And she told us it was going to be, and she was right. So it was great.
You guys looked wonderful. The flowers that they gave you guys was beautiful. Because I seen you showed them in your room, the flowers for you and the girls. They did a wonderful job. You could tell everything was top notch.
Yes. They actually, there was a little surprise with the florals because I asked for a hidden Mickey to be on my bouquet. And that cost a little bit extra. It's not a big cost, but a little bit extra to put a hidden Mickey on your bouquet. And when my florals came, they had put, as a gift to us, they had put a hidden Mickey on all of the bouquets. So every bouquet had a hidden Mickey, and it just like brought me to tears because I was just so happy. And just those little magical things like that in a Disney wedding that you get, that it's just so wonderful.
The bridesmaids and all, they'll get to have them forever. It's their little special memory.
Yep, we kept our little hidden Mickeys from our bouquets and his boutonniere, and we have them still. We're going to keep them forever, of course.
Yep.
That's awesome.
I was telling Dennis before the show, I was cleaning out my office, and I found, I didn't tell him what I found and all, but I found my room keys from my first visit in 1997 with the 25th anniversary on it. And I'm yelling, like, I can't believe I found these. Like, I didn't know I was going to find them. They were just in a box that I had. And my wife comes running out, what are you yelling about? I'm like, hon, look, the room keys. She rolls her eyes at me like, are you kidding? Like, she loves it too, but I have it really bad.
Don't worry.
But you, those little things.
Doug, yeah. You're that old? Was it a skeleton key? Or
yes, exactly.
Your first visit was in 1997, you said?
Yep.
My first visit was in 1991.
Oh, yours was 91. My wife actually went her first time in 76.
Wow.
And when we went back in 97, Jen, she was to tears because she couldn't believe everything looked the same as when she was a little girl.
Yep.
I mean, like, we're on It's a Small World, and she can stop talking about it. It looks the same, and the candy store, and pirates, and I tell the story on our show that, you know, that's what made me fall in love with the place, just the pure beauty of everything. It's like the little extras, the like you guys were showing your stepmother and your father the peanuts for the circus in the asphalt.
Yep, it's just those little extra things. It's the little details that make it up to be what it is. It's not even the things that are right in front of you. It's just when you really look deep and see those things, it always brings tears to my eyes.
Yeah.
I never got to go as a kid, and she took me down kicking and screaming in 97. Not really, but I was. That wasn't the first vacation I wanted to go on, but she kept asking, so we finally went, and little did she know, I was addicted an hour into it.
It's kind of funny because that's exactly how it was with me and Jen. You know, I'm like, well, why are we going to go there? We can go here or there. You know, for our first trip together, I don't want to go down to Disney. And boy, was I wrong the second we got there.
How wrong he
was. I'm like, wow.
It was probably my favorite I told you so ever.
It's going to be a list of many, Scott, so get used to it, buddy.
Well, she was 100% right with this one.
Yeah. The only one Scott won't let go is... He won't let the Floridian go. It's Polly versus Floridian, and he won't concede to you, Jen.
No, he won't let it go. He won't let me win.
Listen, don't get me wrong. The Polynesian is amazing. I like it. But that's Jen's style, 100%. I love the Grand Floridian.
but what are your favorite things? What makes the Floridian your favorite, Scott? What is it that puts it over the top over, I'm assuming, any other Disney resort?
There's just something about it. Like, even in the main building when you walk in, there's, like, that distinct smell, the marble, the granite, just, I don't know how exactly to explain it, like, the giant open atrium inside. I just love it.
You gotta say, Scott, it makes you feel like you're Gone with the Wind and you got your girl with you and your beautiful resort. You know, you gotta sell it, buddy.
Oh, 100%. You know, there's just something about that walking in. You really do feel like you're in a completely other place.
Yeah. You know, that, well, everybody knows on the show, that's how I feel about Riverside. I just love the seclusion of that resort. I don't know if you guys have ever been over there, Port Orleans Riverside.
I have when I was younger. My dad used to take me fishing over there. I don't know if they still have that.
Yeah, at Old Man's Island, they still have it there. I went fishing there with my father. We went fly fishing.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Yeah, we've been at most of them. I love the Animal Kingdom too. The Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the seclusion of the resorts, and like over at Riverside, they got in the cement. They got all the leaves and the different markings in the cement. It's just everything is. I just love the whole bio effect. The Southern Mansions. And Dennis's nickname comes from Oak Manor. It's his resort too.
Yeah, we stayed there. Just real quick, I went down kicking and screaming too. My son basically won he was a paper boy. I don't know, and he was like 14, 15, maybe a little younger than that. But anyways, they had a contest for anybody that added subscribers to their route was a trip to Florida Disney World. And basically, you know, fast forwarding, he won the trip. So we got an all expenses trip, week-long trip. Paid to Disney World, and same thing. I didn't want to go, and you know, but we went obviously because we won, and I was addicted, and DVC and everything came shortly after that. So I know how you guys feel. It's once you get down there and you see that, oh, this isn't just for kids, it's an adult playland as well. It's just awesome, and we love it.
I almost feel like it's more for adults because you appreciate it a lot more when you're an adult. You appreciate all the magic and everything because when you're a kid, you're just, you know, going on the rides and the characters and stuff. And, you know, it's funny when I think back to my memories as a kid and I look at it now, I just appreciate it so much more now to see what it really is and loving it.
No, that is, that's true, Jen, because, you know, we all see the families that are, you know, getting upset at their kids because, I paid so much for this vacation, you're going to enjoy it, and they'd rather be back at the resort swimming in the pool than standing in a queue line for an awesome attraction, and you're right, they really don't appreciate it, and you know, sometimes I think, it's just my personal opinion, that parents bring their kids too young to Walt Disney World because it's more for them to see their kids enjoy it than it is for the enjoyment of the kids, if that makes any sense.
Exactly. No, it's true.
It does. Like, at first I thought when Jen was dragging me to go down, I thought, I'm like, you know what? All right, Magic Kingdom is definitely for kids. Okay, Epcot, Downtown Disney, well, Disney Springs now. And I'm like, okay, that'll be good for us. Nope. Magic Kingdom is amazing. I mean, the rides, you have Seven Dwarfs, Big Thunder Mountain. It's great. There's so many things.
The thing that I fell in love with is just watching my wife smile when we walked in the candy store. And then I look up and see the conveyor belts, like the little things in the air. I'm like, I can't believe all this. And the smell, it's like I want to bottle this and put it in my car in the morning of the candy store. You know what I mean? It's like, and then I love the railroad. Just relaxing of the clickety-clack going around the Magic Kingdom is... it's heaven to me.
There's just so many, like, the sights and the sounds and the feeling. We listen to, there's a Spotify playlist, Disney theme park music, and we just listen to that all the time to try to bring us back to it. And then we got these candles that smell like the resorts. There's one that's the confectionery. So if you like that, you should get that one.
Absolutely.
It brings you back. When you smell it, you're like, wow.
Absolutely. Well, Scott, what I love about it too is, and Dennis will attest to this, what is awesome about it is when you drive through those gates and when you're with your wife now and me with Brenda, it's one of the few places that I could just let my guard down, be with my beautiful bride, roam around the park, and I feel like everything is right in the world. when we go on vacation other places or go down my local shore or wherever, I'm always looking over my shoulder. I'm always looking out for us. You're always, even though you're relaxed, you're still a little bit on guard when you're with your family. When you're there, you're 100% in the moment with your family, and there's nothing like that feeling. When you're, it just, there's a feeling that you get when you enter those gates, and it's indescribable.
100%.
It's really true. We find ourselves comparing everywhere else we go to Disney. Like, it's better in Disney, you know?
Right.
And you just find yourself comparing it all the time because there's just nothing above it.
It really is.
So, you guys, how did you come about setting up the whole the dessert party over at Epcot?
So we actually wound up having a brunch wedding. So our wedding was during the day, and they said a lot of people that do that, they kind of make your wedding an all-day event. So instead of just it being a dinner and then you just go home after, they said, why don't you have a brunch? You'll have a break in between, and then you can do a dessert party. It's a package, a wedding package that they do. And we thought, wow, that sounds like a great idea, because my family loves fireworks. We know Disney fireworks are the best. So we're like, you know what? Let's do it. And then they wound up having the France Pavilion one available, and that's where Scott proposed, and that has our heart. So we're like, you know what? We're just going to do it. And we did, and it was the best experience. It was the most fun everyone had was at the dessert party, and we're so glad that we did it.
Because you guys actually got out of your tux and your gown and all, and you guys got to actually go and relax. It was like your life has begun at that dessert party, is the way I looked at it when I was watching the show. You could just see you guys just having pure fun. The worry was over, and you could relax.
Exactly. It was nice to change. At first, they told us, like, I could wear my wedding gown, but I'm like, you know what? Like, let's all change. Let's relax. And we really had real fun and got to spend time with everybody, and the dessert was really delicious.
It was.
Now, the vantage point for Illuminations, would you say that's probably one of the best vantage points around the World Showcase?
Oh, definitely. It felt like you were almost in the lake, like
in the lagoon.
I mean, I felt like I was in the fireworks there at that point. It was really nice. I'm not sure if that's open to guests. You know, I think that's a dessert party location. I don't know if that's ever open.
I think I'm not sure, though.
Yeah.
Right. No, I think you're right. I think it is reserved for, you know, dessert parties and, you know, special events. And I just asked, you know, my daughter was, you know, thinking about potentially doing that. And because I know, you know, we've all stood around World Showcase and there are great places to watch it. And then there are not so great places. But I would think, with the cost of that, with the dessert and having your family all together, in itself is a great thing, but having that primo you know, vantage point for Illuminations, that puts the topping on the cake, no pun intended.
Exactly. Definitely. There's two locations that you could choose from. The other one was United Kingdom. That one's a bit smaller, so that's why we went with the other one, because it was bigger and you could really spread out and, you know, have your space, and you really, I felt like it's crazy, because when you're there, you feel like you're the only ones in the park, because you're roped off, and you're in this section, and you're only with people you know, so it feels like you're the only ones there. It was a really cool experience.
And to get there, it was very, very organized. Everybody met at the gate with a guy waving everybody down. What would you say he had?
Like a light.
Like, you know, when you're at the airport when they...
You guys had a police escort right over to your dessert party.
Like a mini lightsaber.
We felt like celebrity status here. Like, oh, here we are, you know, walking in this group.
Yeah,
it was fun.
it was really nice. They made it very well organized.
Very.
And it was great.
And Maxine, our planner, she even came to the dessert party. She was there all the way to the end. She was there at the dessert party, making sure everything was exactly how we wanted it, and it was. It exceeded our expectations. She was amazing.
Well, that's phenomenal, because I know, you know, it's a day that you're very, very stressed about, and if you're going to let anybody handle it, who better than Disney?
Yeah.
She was great to us. She really wasn't. She made everything run perfect.
Yep.
Now, if there, now that it's said and done, is there anything at all you would have changed, anything you would have added, wouldn't have added, that you found out afterwards, or just to let anybody out there know?
Absolutely would not change a thing. Absolutely would not. The one thing that I would say for advice to anybody, if they have a Disney wedding, to do the castle topper cake. We chose the castle topper cake because the white chocolate castle topper, you could save it forever. And we didn't know that. We thought, like, it's not going to melt or something. No, you could save it forever. And it's just such a great keepsake, and they let you keep it forever. So that would be my advice for anyone for a Disney wedding. Do the cake castle topper because it's something really special, unique. You can only get it if you have a Disney wedding, and it's a custom-made thing, and you keep it forever.
Yep. And one other thing, I'm sure you definitely know this, but when it comes to times, they are very precise. When they, if they say 12 o'clock, it's 12 o'clock. They are in a very great schedule, and everything just runs perfectly.
Right.
So it's, yeah, so it's not like you're hanging around waiting and getting frustrated or worried or nervous. I mean, everything is perfectly timed, and you don't often get that, especially at a wedding. I mean, so many things, there's so many variables, you know, it's almost impossible to keep things running that smoothly.
They give you a team of people. That's what they call it, a team of people. So it's your main event planner, who is Maxine for us, and then you get a couple other people who are there with headsets, all communicating with each other, directing guests where to go, directing you where to go, you know, always someone there to ask something. You actually get a team of people. I didn't think it was going to be like that. I thought, you know, you're kind of like, okay, you plan this wedding and then you're on your own, but no, you were never on your own. You always had someone there, always someone directing guests.
Maxine, she gave us her cell phone, so anytime we need to get in contact with her for any reason, instantly she picks up. If not, she calls you back as soon as she can.
Yep.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice, because when you have questions, especially when it's getting to crunch time, you want somebody to answer the phone. I mean, that's one of the things when I hire anybody. If they don't answer their phone, I'm not using them. I want to be able to talk to somebody when I have a problem, and that makes it a lot easier when you know they're giving you their personal cell phone number and going to be there for you.
Exactly.
Yep.
They give you an entire timeline of the day as well, before 6 months before, you get a timeline of the day of exact times as everything is going to happen, when the photographer is going to arrive, when the ceremonies, everything is completely timed out. So you don't feel, once you're there and once you're in the day, you're like, okay, I know what's next, because you remember the timeline that they gave you. So it's very organized, just very organized.
Now, what options do you have for pictures for the wedding party and all? Where do they take you guys for that?
So there's a couple of different packages that you can do. And the package that we chose the one that gives you the park portrait session. And the portrait session actually happens on a different day, which we didn't know that at first, but they explained it to us. So we got married on May 7th, and then we took our photo shoot in the park on May 12th. And that was a completely separate day. We got back in the tux and the gown. And
well, so at least you could say you got to use the dress. You got the use out of it. You put it on twice. You got to use your tux twice.
Yeah, that was something we were very happy about, because usually people only wear that once. And it was cool. I also got another bouquet. He got another boutonniere. So we got basically all those things a second time. It was really cool.
Pretty cool.
And we got to go into the park before it opened into Magic Kingdom. We went the back way, and we saw some things that we actually are going to put out a vlog of, but we saw, like, the backstage of some things, which was really cool. Back way, and being the only ones in the park, I thought it was going to be, like, really cool, but it actually was a little bit creepy. being in Magic Kingdom with no music, imagine that. No music. A little creepy.
It's probably weird because you're so used to it. It probably was like deafening that it wasn't there.
Exactly.
If that makes sense.
Exactly. It was. It was like my ears were ringing. I'm like, where is the music? But it was really cool to be the only ones in the park and be the only ones inside the castle and on the carousel. I mean, not many people can say that they've done
that. You know,
that.
Just like, for example, two things was pretty cool is one, at 7 in the morning, they keep saying 1 hour, 2 hours, or 45 minutes to park opening. Then, what was cool is they have these trucks, like these big water tankers and street sweepers, and they're just cleaning everything, hand wiping the garbage cans down every single...
See, I would have geeked out over that. I love all seeing all that stuff that nobody else gets to see.
Yes, yeah. They were power washing the buildings and wiping things down. I mean, it was just crazy to see... You know, trucks in the middle of, you know...
Fine oil machines.
Yes, exactly.
It was really cool.
You know, you really see the care that they put into it when you see it behind the scenes
all
like
the
that.
All the safety checks of the rides that they do, how thorough. I mean, they're over an hour-long safety checks for each ride.
Right, that's why when we got to the teacups, we were supposed to be able to sit in a teacup. But they said, nope, we're doing the safety checks, and safety checks comes first before anything. And I'm like, we're like, okay. So we took the pictures outside of the teacups. We weren't able to actually go inside.
Well, good. Scott didn't get to spin you around as you, in your wedding dress.
No.
You didn't need that.
No, I didn't need that.
I was proud of you guys either. Neither one of you has put cake in each other's face.
No. No.
I was waiting for you, Jen, to get him. I knew he wouldn't do it to you, but I was getting a little worried you might give him a little dab on his nose.
I would have done it if he started the Grand Floridian versus Polynesian argument. Then I would have just put the whole cake.
That would be an argument for life.
So, what were you going to say, Dan?
No, I just said it's just awesome hearing them talk about this experience. And you're right, alongside, you know, obviously the happiest day of your life getting married, you have these other stories to tell about unique experiences at Disney that most guests will never have. So that's just awesome.
Yeah, our advice to anyone, that's another main one, is to do the park session, to spend the most of the money on the photography, because that is something that you have forever and you take with you forever. And having that Magic Kingdom experience, that was one of the coolest things, one of the days that we will never forget, and we have the pictures for a lifetime from
it
that.
Really is.
That's awesome. So speaking of that, what is your favorite parks, you guys? Let our fans know, what is your favorite park, both of you?
Both of us is Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
The sights and the smells and the sounds and everything, we absolutely love it. And my favorite ride, I'm in between two. It's either Seven Dwarfs or Haunted Mansion.
Okay, so old and new.
Wow.
Old and new.
When it comes to me, also Magic Kingdom. But when it comes to rides, Seven Dwarfs is definitely a top contender, along with Big Thunder Mountain. Splash. I do like the adrenaline rides also a lot, as you can see.
Yeah, I love Splash. It's just hard getting Brenda on it because of getting wet. She loves the ride. She wished she could stop and get off before the drop.
Yeah.
You know when you see people with ponchos on Splash Mountain?
Right.
Hurts more of getting the hair in the face wet, and I'm sure you feel the same way. It isn't about the outfit she has on. She could care less.
Right.
She just don't want her hair off. Messed up for the rest of the day at the park. So usually we go on that. We have to do that right before we're headed back to the resort.
Especially in Disney, you dry off in a few minutes. But I do have to say, in Epcot, I absolutely love Soarin'.
Do you like the new version? Have you been on that yet?
Unfortunately, when we were down there in May, it wasn't open yet.
Yeah, it was closed in May, so that was killing us a little bit.
But there's something about Soarin', just, and I'm talking about the older version.
Yes.
You do feel like you really are flying, and the way the TV screen in front of you, it's just, and the smells and everything,
the pine trees.
Yeah, it is really, it's amazing how they can do something like that.
Yeah, that's my wife's favorite by far. Now, I've seen you guys ate at the Yak and Yeti, and everybody knows how much I like the fried wontons. What were your guys' thoughts on them?
Oh, the fried wontons. That was one of the best desserts I've ever had. I mean... That is the one, I could just eat that as the meal. It was so good. That sauce that they put on it, that white sauce, it's so good.
It was amazing.
it's incredible. I tell my wife all the time I get in the car and drive down there just for the fried wontons, and she loves the mango pie.
Oh, we didn't try that. We'll have to try that.
And, you know, the thing is, with Animal Kingdom, we absolutely love Animal Kingdom, but it can be very hot there, and it's a large park. And you need a sit-down meal in the daytime there. You cool off, sit down, relax for a little bit.
Yeah, we love the Yak and Yeti. That's one of my favorite restaurants. Now, I seen your top three restaurants. You guys can go watch that, too, on YouTube. I thought that was pretty interesting. That was a good show.
Oh, yeah. That was our top three signature, actually. We want to do one for table service.
Yeah.
Yak and Yeti would probably make it onto there.
It would.
Our number one is Yasmin Steakhouse. We've always had a great experience there. We're already talking about if we go for our anniversary next year, that's where we'd want to have our one-year anniversary dinner at the Yasmin.
We find ourselves, like, if we have a special occasion up here and we're going to a steakhouse in our area, we're like, okay, how does this compare to the Yachtsman?
Yep.
Right.
Comparing.
I'm sorry, Dan, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, how great is it that you get to, you know, choose your piece of meat or your steak as you're walking in there? They have the cuts all out in the window there for you to select.
It's really cool.
And just the service. That's what gets us. Like, every waiter we've had or waitress we've had there, they are just, it's amazing.
They're so attentive. We, when we were on our honeymoon, and we told them we were on our honeymoon, we were wearing the buttons, and they brought over free champagne and gave us free champagne.
Wow.
Don't get much better than that. They got free champagne then, and they also got this, as we call it, the Carmen and them, highfalutin mac and cheese.
Wow.
Yes.
You asked that question, Doug. I'm just curious, wearing the buttons, I know they've had this program for a long time with either the anniversary buttons or just married buttons. Did you feel that you were recognized more often than not and given, not that you put them on to get something, but I mean, did you get a lot of cool experiences because you were wearing the buttons?
We did. A lot of congratulations. We got that free champagne. It was at Ohana for breakfast. For breakfast, they gave us cupcakes with a candle in it just for our honeymoon.
Yeah. Wow.
It was actually really funny because at Ohana for breakfast, we had the same waiter we had a year ago, and he actually remembered us.
Wow.
Oh, that's awesome.
He saw us when we just got engaged, and then he saw us when we just got married, and he remembered us. So that was really cool.
It was... The just engaged pin was actually, I felt that got the most attention.
Yeah.
I want to say that pin got the most attention out of any of the other ones.
Yeah, I guess because we did get engaged there and a lot of, when they saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mother-in-law, I took her down and we gave her a big 75th birthday party down and we had her dinner at the Hollywood Brown Derby and she had her birthday button all week and she's a diabetic and that woman ate more cake that week than she had the last 18 years living with us as far as because my wife stays on her. My wife's we love to eat, but she loves us to eat healthy.
Yeah.
But that week, every time we turned around, they were bringing her out free cake and free this and a free drink of that. And we were like, yo, mom, calm down a little bit here. Well, we were sharing with her.
I'm just realizing, actually, why we got more attention with the Just Engaged pins. Because when we got married, they discontinued making the Just Married pins. So now they have this pin that just says Happily Ever After, and then you write what the event is on it.
You're right.
So it says Happily Ever After, and it doesn't say what it is. So that could actually mean a lot of things. Happily Ever After, Just Engaged, Happily Ever After... you know, anniversary, it could mean a lot of things. So they basically put all of those things into one button. So we weren't wearing just married buttons. They didn't have anymore. So they would ask us, they would say, oh, what's your happily ever after?
Because
so it struck up more of a conversation.
It did. It strikes up a conversation. That's what it is. So that's probably why they did it like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're ever going to bring back those just married pins, but my favorite character is Cinderella, and Cinderella was on those just married pins. So I was really excited to get them, and then they didn't.
A lot of people, though, when you do walk around, they want the old pins back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of reminds me of when they they did the merchandise and they merged it all into like Disney parks instead of park or resort specific merchandise. Yeah. It almost seems like the same thing with the buttons, where they can save money by just making one button and writing the event on with a Sharpie marker.
Yep, it's true. Yeah. We were going into different places and different stores trying to ask if they had the Just Married pins. We asked almost everywhere we went, and they were out. So we actually wound up getting, we got Happy Anniversary pins, because they said to us, well, if you're looking for those, next year for your anniversary, they might not make these anymore, because they're combining it all into that. So we got the Happy Anniversary ones for next year.
She actually was telling me at the desk, couple of desks, they actually don't make the Happy Anniversary. So it's pretty much whatever they still have, they're giving out.
Right. We took it while we could get it.
Yeah.
So, Scott, are you going to continue to allow your bride to beat you on Toy Story Midway Mania, or is she really beating you and you're just saying that you're letting her beat you?
We'll just have to find out.
Jen, do you think he's letting you win?
There's no way he's letting me win, because the look of defeat on his face, there's no way that he's pretending that. I know my husband, I can tell.
Well, we go over to Buzz Lightyear.
All right. Yeah, so he comes up with this scenario. He says, okay, well, Buzz Lightyear is from Toy Story, and that's Toy Story Midway Mania, so I'm basically beating you in Toy Story, and it's the same thing, so I win Toy Story. And he comes up with this whole scenario, and I say, no, it's not the same thing. This is another one of our fights.
Yeah.
They got it tough, don't they, Dan?
Yeah.
All their fights are over Disney World.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you back right now, and I'm going to beat you on Toy Story. Okay, let's go.
Want to fly down there now?
All right, yeah. Go.
When is your next trip? When are you guys heading down again?
We are going to have a trip announcement on our channel when it's time. We like to say it when it's closer, so we can feel the excitement.
Okay, well, we'll stay tuned and wait for that date to be announced.
We do have a trip planned, so it's a hint.
Oh, well, if you're a Disney fan, of course, you have at least a trip planned.
Especially with DVC. I mean, you guys, as soon as you come home, you rebook a new one, don't you?
Oh, no, we do it while we're there.
we really do, actually. Especially if it's an 11-month window, 100%.
Yeah, we had already had our next trip booked in May, so we know.
It's funny, you just said those words right before I was about to say it. DVC, it really, it allows you to do a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the things I like, too, that you guys have been doing more of with the vlogs is you're actually recording a lot of the rides that you're on. Like, before, you guys would go on the ride, and then it would show you guys getting off the ride. You weren't recording as you were on all the time. And the last few, like, when you were doing Flights of Wonder, I wanted to head down. I love Flights of Wonder. That show is amazing to me with the birds and the way they make them do everything. I think it's a hidden gem that too many people walk by and don't watch.
I agree. I didn't realize how big it was. Like, you know, you see the sign outside, but then when you actually walk in, you're like, wow, this is actually huge inside. And just the way the birds, like, talk and sing and the way they fly, it's just, it really is amazing.
Yeah, the parrot singing, that is the coolest part. I love that part.
I told Jen I want that parrot at home. I was like,
he wants a talking parrot at home.
Yeah, so he could say, Grand Floridian, Grand Floridian, Grand Floridian.
You know what? That's a good idea now. Bring your parrot, Jen.
I'll have it say, winning Toy Story, winning Toy Story.
And every time you say that, it's going to say Grand Floridian.
No.
The other funny part was, how do you pronounce that building that you were at, Jen, at the Polynesian?
Oh, no, don't make me pronounce it. No, I don't know how to pronounce it.
That was funny when you were trying to say it when he was recording you, and he just kept letting you go, Jen.
Yep. Yeah, he just lets me do my thing. You know what? I want to know why? Because he doesn't know how to pronounce it either. So.
Do you find you get some odd looks at the parks, or are you kind of over that now that you got so many vlogs under your belt? I mean, do you kind of worry about what people are saying or looking at you or saying, you know, what are them guys doing? Or you kind of over that?
Yeah, we don't really think about it. We just enjoy it so much, and we just have the camera out, and we don't really think about it.
You know, like you said before, when you're in Disney, it's a whole other element. a lot of these things, what you would normally think on a daily basis, it just, it goes right out the door, you know?
Yeah. A lot of people have, like, their cameras out and stuff, so we don't really think about it. Before, we didn't record on the rides because that was something weird that we felt. But now, as we're getting more comfortable with it, that's why we started recording with the rides now.
Yeah, just as long as you're not putting the lights on or distracting anybody, because I hate the person that when you're in a ride and there's 15 flash photographies going on, you know what I mean? That's a little rude, but if you're just not bothering anybody, it's no big deal.
Right, if there's no light on it, that's definitely...
Yeah, because the Jungle Cruise, it looked like that video with you guys with the Jungle Cruise looked like there was 1,000 people on that boat.
Yeah, that was a pretty packed boat.
Now, I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
You prefer Jungle Cruise during the day or at night?
Nighttime.
Night for me, too. It's so much more lifelike,
I think. It's scarier.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a whole different, I don't know, it's a whole different feeling.
Yeah.
It's a little cooler, too. Nice.
That's what I tell. Like, I even said a little tip on our show, and I don't know if you guys heard it, which makes sense, because I know, like, you're very conscious, you're respectful to your wife and all, but try to get on the rides and get on the opposite side. Like, you get on in the ride first sometimes, Scott. So, like, when you're at the Haunted Mansion, I always used to leave Brenda in first. So she's always on the right side of the dune buggy, and I'm always on the left. And I don't know if you guys are the same way, because you're always putting your wife on first. But when you sit on the opposite side of the ride, you get a total different perspective of the ride, too, if that makes sense.
That
you,
does make sense.
You really do.
And that's a really good idea to switch it up and switch our order so that we can see different things. It's funny, because no matter how many times you ride something, could ride something 100 times, and I just feel like it's a different experience each time because you see something new because there's so many details in every ride.
And it's funny, even like, for example, Seven Dwarfs, the ride is different. Each time we go on it, the speed is different. Sometimes it's faster, sometimes it's slower.
Yeah.
Like, I like that better at night, too.
Yes.
It seems faster at night. The same thing with a Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
We've always said that.
It is a weird thing that, for some reason, in the morning, we don't know if we're imagining this or not, but in the morning on Seven Dwarfs, it seems that it's slower. But if you ride it at night, it seems faster.
I think because your reflexes, your eyes are quicker because you're fresh, you're awake,
yeah. You're
picking up on things better. It's kind of like, now how you're driving all day and at nighttime, you're not as focused as much. And I think on that ride at night, you can't see what's coming, so it feels like it's whipping you around more, especially Big Thunder Mountain Railroad at night seems like it's 15 miles an hour faster.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It really does.
And I love being in the last car, too.
Oh, yeah, you get whipped. It's like riding a Boston Bronco. But, yeah, the first time I did that where we switched sides was I got in on a Spaceship Earth first and held her hand and brought her in second. And on Spaceship Earth, because on that ride, the car is so tight, it's hard to look around each other.
Right, it's true. You're kind of just looking what's on your side. It's just a natural thing, I think. You look to the side that you're sitting on.
Yeah, and I'm not telling anybody not to be a gentleman, but it gives both of you a different perspective of every ride.
You're right.
You know, so I can't wait to watch more of your shows coming up. Do you have any specials coming up? Like, are you going to do more of the foods, the top threes, anything like that, top three rides? Are you going to start doing some other vlogs besides in the parks?
Yeah, we do. We actually have our top three snacks coming up soon. And we like to do our top three table service. And, yeah, we really love the food so much. So that's something we love talking about.
We love giving advice. We love, you know, things that we love or things that we've found very useful. We love giving feedback on and everything.
Now, speaking of snacks, did you guys get your money back for the Mickey bar and the Mickey ice cream sandwich that the ears were missing on from your father-in-law and your Did they return your money? I mean, I couldn't believe both of you had a bar with the ear missing.
He owes us one now.
Yeah, I was just watching the other night one of your vlogs that I found particularly interesting was the What's in My Backpack episode. Yeah, I mean, for a first time or even somebody that's been a couple of times, there was some very good tips in that particular vlog. And I think Doug and I did a show, What's in Your Backpack, or something similar last year sometime, but there's some great information there for anyone that's heading down as to what to put in your backpack heading out to the parks.
Thank you so much. Yeah,
Thank you.
We like to a lot of sanitizer, a lot of things like that in there, and you know, a lot of things that we carry around with us because we are in the park for the whole day. We don't really go back and forth or, you know, take that many breaks. We like to just go. So to have everything with you is nice.
You know, it's like, yes, in Disney, there are certain things that you can get there. But you could be in the opposite end of the park. For example, if you're in Epcot, it could be all the way in the other end. You know, it could be Future World. It could be somewhere completely different than where you are.
Right, so it's just nice to have everything with you already.
Well, yeah, and save a few bucks, too. I mean, you know, if you forget your sunscreen, you can get it back home for, you know, $3 or $4 a can or a tube or whatever, and you're going to pay, you know, 10 or 12 in the parks.
Very true.
That's two ice cream bars.
Absolutely.
A funny thing, we needed a Band-Aid. We always have Band-Aids in our backpack, and I guess we ran out because, you know, you get blisters on your feet when you're walking around, and we needed a Band-Aid. We couldn't get a Band-Aid anywhere in Magic Kingdom. We were asking around, and we couldn't get one. We actually had to go to the first aid.
Yeah, well, that's one of the recommendations I say on the show is to go there if that happens to you. Why spend the money? Go to them. They don't charge you anything. It's one of the... It's beautiful. I mean, not to say it's nice, but it's clean. It's nice. I mean, they take care of you top notch in there. My wife had something was in her eyes, and we went in there, and they took care of her because there's a lot of their registered nurses, and they'll give you everything for free in there. So why go back to the resort and even spend it on the Band-Aids and stuff? And they're going to give you a whole handful of stuff there.
That's great advice. Yeah. It's true. And they're going to care for you as well. Yep.
Yeah, plus you're not wasting the time to go all the way back to your resort to get, like, if you do something like sprain your ankle or something like that, let them take care of you. They're going to give you the ACE bandage, everything for free, or like you said, Jen, you had a blister. They'll give you ointment, tape it up, wrap it up, give you stuff to go, and you're not wasting your time to go back to your resort or roaming around to buy the stuff.
Yeah, even, you know, over the years, and, you know, Doug got me thinking this way. You know, we had issues and we'd sometimes go back to the room like he was saying, but, you know, even if you need a couple of Tylenol or something like that, all you need to do is they make you sign a waiver, you know, basically saying, you know, whatever the waiver says, I didn't read it, but basically that you can't hold them liable for anything. But, you know, if you have a headache or, you know, even something as minor as that, they'll, you know, they'll give you something for it. So it's a great tip for when you're in the parks and you're having some sort of minor medical issue, utilize them first aid stations.
That's great.
That is great advice.
Instead of wasting your time
to go all the way back, especially when you don't have a car, which we've never had a car, and you have to, you know, take the buses and take everything back, and by the time you get back, you know, you could be in a lot more pain than when you started.
Yeah.
Absolutely, and they get to look at it. You're getting free medical care, because we were shocked. They didn't, I mean, they don't ask insurance card, nothing, just what's your name, how you doing, and it's, you know how at home here, because you guys are from the Northeast like us, you're always waiting for an argument.
Right.
So, you're right.
And it's so weird. You're going in with your chest out. I need... Okay, no problem. Thank you. And you're taken back by how nice you're being to me. It's like, it's weird. It's like up here you go in for something like that. It's like you get attitude for going into the Walgreens for the Take Care clinic, if you follow me.
And you feel like you have to have like 10 different answers already in your head to be prepared to walk into a place. And then you're like, oh, wait a second.
That's right. We're not too used to nice, this nice thing.
Exactly. <That. laughs>
It takes it, like, the second it's fun, it's like, we leave, you know, the local airport here, and then we get down and there, we're like, wait a second, this is night and day, where are we?
Yeah, where are we?
Yeah, they're yelling at you to leave up there, and they're saying hello down here.
It's like, yeah. All right.
Yeah, I know, it's like, it's almost a little, like, uncomfortable, because you're so used to everyone being so nasty.
It's true, it really is.
It's like, you know, that's what it got me the first few times I went down there. It's like, it's hard to comprehend that they're actually being nice to you on property the way they are. That's what made me fall in love with the place. It's like, they can't not want to take care of you.
And like you said, you have to really like, okay, wait a second, before I speak, let me make sure I'm down a few notches.
Exactly.
Well, Jen, like you were saying, you know, that made you feel like you were the only ones in the park when you were at the dessert party. I mean, that's what made us fall in love with Disney, in that even as just a guest, you know, for the first time at Walt Disney World, but the cast members do have a way of making you feel like your family is the most important, or a special family, just in doing day-to-day things, whether you're just checking in or, you know, showing up for an ADR or whatever it might be. They have a knack for making you feel just a little special, and you don't get that in everyday life, that's for sure.
And it's nice because no matter who you ask there, if you have a question, they will get you an answer. If they don't know it, they will find someone who has the answer for you.
And you don't get the, I call it the New Jersey eye roll. Like, even the guys know how to roll their eyes in New Jersey. It's sad. It's like we have an extra ligament in our eyeballs in New Jersey because you get the eye roll all the time. And you don't get that down there. It's like they are really happy to help you. And that's what you love about it. Like, it isn't an inconvenience to ask for something. And you know how home, if you're at a restaurant, oh, my God, I got to ask for another napkin? You know, down there, you don't feel bad asking for stuff. The very first time, very first time we went down is what made me fall in love with Disney was, and I don't know if I told the story on the show before. We got down there and we checked into the Caribbean Beach was our very first place we stayed at on property. And we check in and here our room keys didn't work. We couldn't get in our room. So we're not panicking. We're on vacation. And we go to one of the maintenance men come up and he couldn't get in. So now everybody's panicking. We're like, calm down. They're like, they're more upset than we are. We're just happy to be at this beautiful resort. So one thing leads to another. They get us in like 15, 20 minutes goes by. We get in the room. We loved the room. We were happy. About a half hour goes by. We get a knock on the door. There's a big gift basket. There's travel mugs in there. There's wine in there. There's little bottles of champagne in there, a hat in there. Here they give us a big gift basket to apologize to lock us out. So I called down to the front desk and I said, you can lock me out every day and just leave the gift basket at the front door. And the guy started cracking up.
Wow.
But that's what made me, I'm like, they get it. They understand. It's like they didn't have to do this, but they did.
Right. That's Disney the thing. Magic.
You are getting first-class service no matter where you are there, from no matter who it is. Everybody treats you like gold when you're down there.
So. But we cry about certain things, but we only do because we care.
It truly is amazing.
So let everybody know how they can get a hold of you guys, where they can find you, where they can see you on Facebook, Twitter, and on your YouTube account.
Well, they can find us at Happiest Vlogs on Earth on YouTube. And then basically everything else, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, is Happiest Vlogs. And we also have an email, happiestvlogsonearth@gmail.com, if anyone wants to contact us with questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like we said, stay tuned for YouTube and Snapchat and Instagram because our release of our next trip will be on there.
Yep.
Well, we're looking forward to it. You guys know me and my wife watch every episode. We enjoy it. We feel like we're walking through the parks with you guys. And what I do really appreciate about you guys is the same thing that I love is when Jen or you are walking up to the flowers and saying how beautiful they are, or you point out around the Muppets division with the bicycle and the barbecue grill up on the balcony. Like, you guys get so excited like me and Dennis do. It's like, you get it. And that's why I like watching your vlog, because I feel like you guys are geeking out the same way I do. If I geek out like that on the construction site, I'm probably going to get beat up.
Now, we geek out a lot at Disney, and we just love it.
Disney's the place you can do this. And, you know, it's amazing the creativity that goes in there.
Yes.
I'll never get over it.
Never get over it. Never get old.
And it's always something new every time you're there. Yeah. It's like, ooh, like you said, it's the same thing forever, but it's updated, and there's little things that are new here that just it makes
just
it different.
Just things that you notice. Yeah. Just things that you notice that have been there forever, but you notice them.
Yeah,
you guys getting so excited about finding a hidden Mickey or something like that. That's the same thing I do. Me and Brenda will walk in the room when you find it in the bedspread.
Yep.
It's like, we're just geeking out over it, and that's what I enjoy about following your show. You guys, you're doing a show, but you're actually just being yourselves and being in the moment and loving the resort, and that's what I like about your vlog.
Thank you very much. So much to us. Yeah, in our May trip on our honeymoon, we really get into the hidden Mickeys more and more as vlogs come out. You'll see we really are into the hidden Mickeys this time around. We found a lot. in May.
It is a whole new dynamic
yeah.
to it.
It's a geek thing. We love it.
So we had a blast having you guys on. We hope you guys will come on again sometime in the future. And anything you guys want to promote, just give us a call or an email or direct message me on Twitter, and we'll have you guys on anytime you want.
Thank you so much for having us. And we want to let Samantha know if she has any questions that she can contact us. Tell her to email us with any questions when she's planning her wedding. We'd love to help her, give her any advice.
Of course.
I appreciate that. And she's just in the infancy of starting her planning, and I'm sure she'll have a million questions. So I will probably take you up on that. And we really appreciate that.
We love it. We learned a lot of information. And like I said, if you can, I would highly recommend Maxine.
Yep.
Okay.
She is, I would definitely request her. The thing is, like I said, she stands by you no matter what.
Yep. Well, that's great. Great to hear. And I'm sure it'll be a fun experience going through the whole thing. And we're looking forward to it. And thank you very much for the offer.
Great. Thank you so much for having us on. We had a great time.
We really did.
Thanks for coming on. And I got one homework assignment for you guys. Next time you're down there, or one of your future trips, you got to get Scott over, and you two got to go see Yeehaw Bob over at Riverside. Have you ever seen his show?
No, but I know what it is. Yeah, we'll do that, definitely.
You two would have a blast over there, won't they, Dan?
Oh, yes. You'll be raving about it once you do it. And he's a true hidden gem. And, you know, I know you mentioned you don't have a car. It'll take some planning using Disney transportation.
Just use Uber. We're going to be talking about that on the news, but I just read an article on Disney's creating their own Uber for inside the park.
Yes, yes, we've read that as well. That's interesting. We can't wait to see what that comes about.
Yeah, making money, they're going out. I know that.
We will definitely, though, go to Riverside. We wanted to. We were going to on our last trip, but just time didn't work out for us. But
there's so much to do.
Yeah. We are definitely going to. I keep saying to Jen, I want to go there.
But as being the Disney geeks that we are, you guys will love Yeehaw Bob.
Great.
That's going to be it, guys. We will talk to you all real soon. Please head over to Facebook and follow us at WDW Main Street. You could give us a review, please, on iTunes. And we will talk to you guys real soon. Well, guys, that's going to be it. Me and Dan's going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and get on out of here. This show is brought to you by our fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. For all your travel needs, contact American Tourist Travel at 856-227-9200. If you need a nice home in the Central Florida area to go visit Disney, Universal, or any of the fine amusement parks, and you want to stay outside the parks, contact Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. They have a home to fit any size family. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. And if you want to rent a vacation club on Disney property, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And you can also find all of our fine sponsors at our website at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. And please, guys, go give us a review over on iTunes. That's going to be it. Thanks again, and thanks for listening. We will see you next time. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.